Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Som Distilleries and Breweries Limited Q2 FY 2023 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nakul Sethi, Director of Finance and Strategy. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. We welcome you to the quarter two FY 2023 earnings call of Som Distilleries and Breweries Limited. Historically, quarter two is one of our subdued quarters due to the onset of monsoon and other religious festivals which hamper sales. Our company has reversed the trend and posted encouraging results, which have set a trend for the remaining part of the financial year. Despite the prevailing inflationary conditions due to geopolitical situations and which led to an increase in raw material prices and packaging material prices, we were able to post decent margin. Our focus on improving operational efficiency and near peak utilization of our plants have resulted in a margin enhancement. For quarter two FY 2022-23, our consolidated income stood at rupees 147.86 crores as compared to rupees 78.32 crores for the same quarter of FY 2021-22, a growth of 89%. Our EBITDA for the quarter two was 18.62% as compared to rupees 5.51 crores for the same period last year, a growth of 238%. Our PAT for quarter two FY 2022-23 stood at rupees 8.26 crores as compared to the quarter two loss of rupees 2.5 crores. If you look at our half-yearly results, our first half 2022-23, our net income stood at rupees 403.95 crores as compared to net income of rupees 128.97 crores for the half year 2021-22, a growth of 213%. We in fact have surpassed the net sales of the last full financial year. For the half year 2022-23, our EBITDA was at 54.51 crores at a margin of 13.5% as compared to 1.1 crores for the half year 2021-22. Similarly, the PAT for the half year 2022-23 stood at rupees 33.91 crores, up from a loss of rupees 15.10 crores in the half year 2021-22. For the quarter, we recorded a beer volume of 28.1 lakh cases of beer, and for the half year have recorded a volume of 79.60 lakh cases. During the quarter, we sold about 1.7 lakh cases of IMFL. Our mainline brands like Hunter, Black Fort, Power Cool registered strong volume sales. In fact, our recently launched Woodpecker brand also sold around 80,000 cases in the first half, H1 of 2022-23. The robust performance across our brands is attributable to the confidence in the quality of our products and our team's execution capabilities. Strong consumer preference for the product is a testimony for our strength in acquiring additional market share across all our products. Our net debt stood at rupees 162.8 crores on 30th September 2022, and gross debt was rupees 176 crores. Our net debt has improved by rupees 19.2 crores as compared to 30th September 2021. The total debt to equity ratio is now at 0.5x as on September 2022, as against 0.7x in September 2021. Our net debt to LTM EBITDA ratio improved significantly to 2.2x in September 22 as compared to over 25x in September 21. We continue to keep the growth momentum in focus in the future. In the last year, we have been able to expand our market share in all our key markets and will continue to increase it further to drive our volume growth. Furthermore, in the short to medium term, we intend to focus on high volume and high profit markets like the existing markets where we are present, as well as take on additional markets like UP and Delhi by increasing our presence. We continue to enhance our capacity utilization rates to ensure better returns on our assets and strong cash flow generation. With this, I would like now to open the floor for Q&A. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions. Firstly, can you just confirm the, can you just mention the volume again for beer?
Sorry?
Can you just give the volume number of beer again?
Yes, so we sold about 28 lakh cases of beer during quarter two. And for the half year, it stood at 79.6 lakh cases.
Okay. Now my question was, the MP government has changed the excise policy and it was mentioned in the annual report that our reach has grown 3x. So if you can just elaborate, let's say, before this policy, how many retail outlet or how many outlet we were present and now how much it is?
Altogether, I mean, before the policy, there were about close to about 1100 point of sale. Now it has increased to 2500.
Okay.
So we are present in about 95% of all the outlets.
Okay, and can you give me the realization in IMFL and beer for this quarter?
The blended realization across all the plants is about, just a minute, for the quarter you wanted?
Yeah, because generally you give it in the presentation, but I couldn't find the presentation on the BAC this time.
For beer it's about 466 rupees and for IMFL it's 712.
Okay. Okay, that's it from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Nitin Awasthi from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, firstly, would like to understand what are the utilization levels at various plants that we have?
If you look at the half-yearly utilization levels, we at the Bhopal plant, we are at about 60%. The Odisha plant is 50% and the Hassan plant is at 100%.
Okay. So, Odisha is 50% and Karnataka plant is at 100%, you said?
Yes.
So, given that you're growing your markets more capex than?
So we will review the situation going forward, but I think looking at the way the Karnataka unit is performing, I think we'll have to soon think of a small capex there.
Okay, and you, because your Karnataka plant also has significant portion of its supplies going to the other markets like Kerala, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, so that plant basically is catering to markets of Karnataka, Kerala and Pondicherry.
Okay, so would it make more sense for you to set up a plant in, let's say, Kerala because of the cross-border taxation?
No, because Kerala as such currently is about 10% of the sales which goes, of the total sales which happen from the woodpecker plant.
Okay, sir. So the next question was, there is a mega giant merger, let's call it that, happening in your backyard in MP of a company in MP itself, which will become similar to yours, which will is an IMFL product manufacturer as of today, which will get integrated into its peer unit. It's also getting merged into that, which is unlisted as of now. So which will become a company which is similar to yours, which will get into the manufacturing of the whole ambit of products. Any thoughts on that, sir? Will that give more competition? Do you see more tougher competition coming in the home market?
No, I don't think that it will have any change in the dynamics of the business in which it is conducted in Madhya Pradesh, because they are already present in the beer. So I don't think it will make much difference to us.
Okay, and any such plans of your own company, because merging the private arm with this arm itself, because you also have an ENA production unit in the private arm?
See, what our perception always has been that ENA, and for that matter, they were also into B2B sales. So ENA business is B2B. And when you have a branded play, it dilutes the investor interest if you merge a B2B business. So, but I wouldn't like to comment on their strategy as such.
Okay. Got it. So the last question from my side, what is the strategic partnership that you have with Jagbir Industries?
Sorry, please come again.
There is a partnership that you have got into with Jagbir Industries, right?
Wait, sorry?
Jagbir, okay. The a North Indian brewery manufacturer.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Okay, so no, I was talking about the Jagbir strategic partnership, but any which way, if I'm not audible, then I'll take it offline.
Strategic partnership?
Yeah, you have two, right now, with White Owl and the other one, Jagbir. Jagbir.
No. So White Owl, we are not producing anything for White Owl currently.
Because
they are not in the market. We are producing beer currently for 7 Inc. They are selling in Maharashtra basically. And that only is being done out of our plant in the south, Hassan.
The company that you mentioned right now?
7 Inc.
7 Inc, okay. Okay, sir, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Darshika Kemka from AV FinCorp. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please, ma'am.
Yes. Hello, sir. So, firstly, congratulations on the website of numbers. Couple of questions from my end. Firstly, just wanted to understand the reason for the drop in the gross margin this time around. Do we plan to take any price hikes or anything of that sort,
for
that is my first question.
So the price hikes, ma'am, are generally taken
regulated.
There are no price hikes which happen during the year, especially in the state where we operate.
Got it. So what was the reason for the drop in the gross margin for this quarter?
There has been, you can say, because of Power Cool selling more, which has a lower EDP as compared to the other brands.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the reasons for a lower gross margin.
Okay. Could you help us with the volumes of IMFL?
The IMFL volume for the half year was about 360,000 cases, and for quarter two we sold about 1.72 lakh cases.
Okay, so 3.6 lakhs for the half year and 1.2 for the quarter.
1.72.
Okay, 1.72 for the quarter. Perfect. One last question from my end is that you have entered into a partnership, a contract manufacturing agreement with Radico Khaitan. What do you think would be the sort of revenue addition from here, and considering that you are, this is also in line with one of the questions that the earlier participant asked, that this is going to be supplied from the Hassan plant, which is already, you know, working at 100% capacity. So how will we be able to cater to their demand, and what is the sort of revenue that we expect and over a period of time?
You said contract manufacturing for whom?
Radico Khaitan.
No, that is for IMFL. So we are not doing much IMFL down south. So that is in fact a strategic step which we took to have better capacity utilization of our the woodpecker plant in Hassan.
Okay. And what is the current capacity utilization of the IMFL plant there?
Oh, it's very low, maybe 15-20%.
Okay. And what is the sort of revenue potential from this?
It's very premature to give you any guidance on that number.
Alright.
So it was just started about week 10 days back, so we just don't know.
Oh, you already started supplying, I believe.
Yeah, we have.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot, and wishing you all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you. Our next question is on the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Sir, I believe that IMFLs have premium margins as compared to beers. So can you please throw some light in this regard? Is this deduction correct for me? And if yes, then what levels of margins do we have on IMFLs?
See, currently IMFL is just about 5 to 7% of my volumes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? And I do not do, I mean, the manufacturing. I only buy the ENA and do the blending and bottling. So obviously my margin will not be as exciting as somebody who does the complete manufacturing and then does the whole. So
if
it is
does
basically
the complete manufacturing, then what levels of margin can he expect?
So that is mainly to complement the beer sales in the lean season. So it's not something that is adding great margin to my whole business.
Okay, so it's mostly sold during the winters, like not summers.
Not summers. Summers it reduces even less.
Okay, got it. Yeah, thanks a lot, sir. That was it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avinash Nahata from Parami Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible, please?
Yes, please.
Okay. Excuse me, I am slightly new to the company, so I have two basic questions. The one is, how much of our business, what we do under our own brands and we produce for others, all put together?
So I think about 98% of our or maybe 99% is our own brands, and maybe 1 to 2% is other brands.
So what you mentioned, you manufacture beer for some company, 7 inch, that's the balance 2%, is it?
Yeah, yeah, that's very less.
And yeah, since 5-7% of your volumes is IMFL, so aapne shuru mein bola tha ki it's a seasonally subdued quarter, this quarter. So can you break your quarters, four quarters in terms of volumes percentage ballpark? How does it move more or less? Or if you're not comfortable with quarter, then half yearly, H1, H2?
I will not be, I would not like to give any number as such currently.
So in percentage, sir, 60-40 hota, 55-45 hota, I mean...
Generally, jo first quarter hamara quarter one hota hai, wo 40-45% hota hai.
Okay. And the balance three quarters are more or less equally distributed. The balance 60%.
Quarter four is slightly better in terms of volumes. Quarter two and quarter three jo hote hai, wo thode se weak hote.
Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
And all the very best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congrats for a decent set of numbers. So my question is regarding kind of similar, as in we had a very good one first quarter. So you think any of that was some kind of pent up, that because people were not having kind of things, then they suddenly went up, so pent up demand, and so we are seeing some reduction now?
See, all these, I think one thing is very clear, that you know we lost 2 years because of COVID, and our season starts from quarter four, you can say March onwards. So I mean, when you have got a free run, obviously you know the volumes will come back. But I mean, one thing is for sure, we during the last 2 years had the facilities to manufacture more beer, and we had the team to execute the plans. So I don't think that is a question of pent up demand, because you cannot, consumers are very, they want a particular brand, they will take a particular brand. So you cannot have pent up demand as such.
And sir, now coming in festive season, 3Q, so do we expect some improvement over this current second quarter, or how are we looking at things for the second
quarter? I think we are expecting that quarter three should do well than quarter two. That is our internal assessment. Though, I would like to caution you also that, you know, it is not our one of the biggest quarters.
So you are saying quarter one is the biggest quarter, then quarter four, then quarter three, and then quarter two. Is that right, sir?
Yeah, yeah. That is our understanding. Yes.
And sir, any full year volume kind of guidance for the current year?
No, no. We are not able to. We will not be able to give you any guidance.
And margins we kind of maintain at the current kind of things, because costs have come down.
Yes. Costs have considerably gone up.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya Maheshwari. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir. My question is, you have gained market share in Karnataka region.
Right.
So what exactly are we doing differently over there so that we are gaining market share?
We are working very well with the trade channels.
Okay.
And I think that is very important, and we are doing the trade settlement also pretty fast. Our brands are being accepted in Karnataka. We have been in Karnataka for the last now 4 years.
We have an excellent team in the state of Karnataka, and we are doing the right execution at the right time, basically.
Okay. And which more states are we targeting to expand our product portfolio?
The natural markets which we have, Madhya Pradesh, Karnataka and Odisha.
Besides that,
for quarter one and quarter four of this year, we are looking at newer markets like Delhi and UP.
Okay. What is the market size of these two states?
Sorry?
What is the market size of these two states, if you can give some color on
I
that?
I think UP could be about 3.5 to 4 crore cases of beer per annum. And Delhi would be about, I think, 1.5 crore cases.
Okay. And sir, one last question on the working capital requirement side. So next quarter and
yes,
to next quarter are going to be subdued. And so we will have some stretch on our balance sheet. So how are we going to manage that?
So if you recall, we had done this preferential issue. So we got about 6.8 crores. And we are expecting that by March we should get the remaining about, I think about, just a minute, I'll let you know what is the exact amount. So we'll get about 22 odd crores.
Okay.
So that will take care of my... And plus, we have got those internal accruals which we are making. And we also would take in, I think, more of non-fund-based limits like LCs to prepare for the quarter one of next year.
Okay. That's it for my time.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. Next question is from the line of Vilay Sami Jayaraman. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, sir.
Actually, I have a couple of questions. First question is that you said from Arsenal plant we are shipping to Pondicherry state, right?
Yeah.
Why we are not covering Tamil Nadu? This is a huge...
Sir, Jayaraman, sir, your voice is not very clear. May I request you to use the handset, please?
No. Okay. See, we are supplying to Pondicherry from Karnataka. Why we are not supplying to Tamil Nadu? Tamil Nadu state, why we are not covering? Is there any legal issues over there or interstate supply issues are there?
Yes, so according to my understanding, for supply to Tamil Nadu, you need to have a brewery there in Tamil Nadu.
Oh, interstate is not allowed.
Imports are not allowed from outside the state.
Same with Maharashtra?
No. Maharashtra, we can sell. Yes, we can.
Oh. We are not going because of the competitiveness over there? Or?
No, because I think Maharashtra is a pure private market. So we want to maybe enter that market at a later stage, not currently.
Okay, we need to have some kind of premium brands, well-built brands.
No. Most of the states where we operate, the wholesaler is the state government.
State government, correct.
Yes, but in Maharashtra, the distributor is private and the retailer is also private. So you always carry that risk of delinquency of your money. So we want to take Maharashtra maybe at a later stage.
Oh, yeah, that's a valid point, right? My second question is slightly different, sir. See, my point is that slowly, I don't know how you are in the field. IMIL consumers, low end of the people, slowly they will move towards IMFL, right?
Mm.
So what I'm asking is that In the longer run, say 5 years down the line, the growth of the beer percentage of growth would be slightly lesser than IMFL, right? Because IMIL people, consumers would towards move towards IMFL, right?
Sir, what has generally happened is that the IMFL market per se is also bigger than the beer market currently also.
Okay.
Right? But if you look at the youth and the aspiration, people more want to consume beer as compared to IMFL or IMIL.
Yeah, correct.
Because it's considered to be a lighter drink and you have a more diverse population which is going to join the drinking population, which will be more of beer. That's what our thinking is.
Correct. That is also right thinking only. But my question was because in Tamil Nadu they have phased out IMIL totally. So similarly, slowly other states also would follow the suit, right?
So I think one more thing, that the market is huge, whether it's for beer or IMFL. So we got enough of traction left in beer for the long term.
Okay.
So we want to concentrate on beer only.
No, but congratulations to your company, but I think since I'm also shareholder.
Or, sir, what we can do is, I'll take in your suggestion, and maybe after 6 months, 1 year, we'll review. Okay, sir?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Kedia from Kedia Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. I'm a bit new to the company, so just wanted to understand a bit about what are we doing. Like, I understand we are running a...
Sorry, Pratik, sir, may I request you to use the handset, please? It's not very clear. There's some disturbance as well.
Yes, hi. So what I was saying is that I just wanted a little bit about the company as to what exactly are we currently doing and what exactly are the growth prospects going forward. Where do you see the growth coming from? Are we looking at other markets? Are we looking at different products to venture out into? So a little bit about your vision for the next 2 or 3 years for the company as well as for the markets, please. And a little bit about, second question would be about a little bit about the competitive landscape that you see currently. So these are my two questions, please.
See, currently we are selling beer, and our key focus markets are Madhya Pradesh, Karnataka, Odisha, and going forward we want, and of course canteen stores. Going forward, we want to grow in these three markets as well as, grow in states like UP and Delhi. And maybe in the next 2-3 years, we want to grow in Maharashtra also. The competitive landscape is that we are present in the strong beer segment and our competition is with mainly... Hunter competes with the likes of Kingfisher Strong, and we have various other brands which are at various price points, and they compete with different beer brands from the national players. And this industry, as such, is dominated by the multinational. So you've got Heineken, which controls Kingfisher and Carlsberg and AB InBev. So that's the competitive landscape.
Okay.
And
okay.
In all states wherever we are present, we are in the top three.
Mm-hmm.
That's
correct. So if we look at more capacity going forward. Sorry, you were saying sorry.
Yes, so like I mentioned in the call, it is imperative for us to expand capacity, I feel, in the Hassan plant, because we are already in the lean season and we are doing 100% capacity utilization there. So I think we might run out of capacity pretty soon if we want to do well in Karnataka for quarter 4 and quarter 1. Next year.
Okay. So understanding like your shareholding of the promoters are a bit low. Also, you have debt on the book. How exactly do you think this capacity would be funded? What would be the plan, sir?
This capacity expansion which we are talking of would cost us about 35-40 crores, not much.
Okay.
So we just need to put up a bottling capacity.
Okay, and what capacity would that bring us?
It would, I don't have the exact details, but I think about, let me get back to you on that.
Got it, sir. Got it. Also, just want to understand, does the location of this particular plant would have any implications on your strategy going forward?
Of which
Or that
plant?
would not matter? Of your expansion, whichever you will expand, will be a greenfield or a brownfield project? Sorry, I should have asked this before.
No, so this will be within the same complex where our Hassan plant is there. So you got enough land area there, so there's not.
Oh, perfect.
It will be less of civil and more of plant and machinery which will be installed in the existing facility.
Got it. Got it, sir. Got it. Sir, that would be all from my side. Thank you so much for taking my questions. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is a follow-up question from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, you mentioned that, last year we entered into the UP and Delhi, and these two are a quite big market. So, any plan, let's say over the next 2-3 years, what kind of volume these two states can give?
No, no. For that, I mean, I don't have any idea about the kind of volumes they will give. But, they are going to be the volume drivers in the short, in the medium term.
Okay. And recently, Delhi government has changed the policy of selling through the government outlets. So can that impact our growth potential?
I mean, quarter one, we lost a lot of sales because of the excise policy, because there was no clarity, but we are expecting that the uniformity in the excise policy will lead to good volumes coming from Delhi in the remaining two quarters.
Okay. And so we'll be selling in Delhi and UP throughout the year and not only during the season, right?
Yes. I mean, that will depend upon how much market share we are able to generate in UP and Delhi.
Okay. Otherwise, we'll only sell in, let's say, Q4 and Q1.
No, no, no. I mean, it depends now. If quarter one, obviously, we would want to sell more in Delhi and UP going forward. And why not sell in the remaining three quarters also, right? We don't, I mean, that's not the point.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Reminder to our participants, please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference back to Mr. Nakul Sethi for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you.
I would like to thank you all for joining us on the quarter two FY23 conference call. Should you require any further information or clarification, please reach out to our investor relations team. We will revert to you with all the necessary details at the earliest. Thank you so much all, and wish you all a very happy Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Som Distilleries and Breweries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.